Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Singaporeans head to the polls Friday in the city-state's first contested presidential election in more than 10 years, a vote being closely watched as an indication of support for the ruling party after a rare spate of political scandals. The president's role is largely ceremonial, but there are stringent requirements for the position, which formally oversees the city's accumulated financial reserves and holds the power to veto certain measures and approve anti-graft probes. More than 700 people were killed overnight when a fire raged through a rundown five-story Johannesburg apartment block, one of the worst such disasters in a city where poverty and household fires and homelessness are widespread. Fire officials promise a thorough investigation to hold those responsible accountable.
We are not going to defend anyone. If there's an official of the city who will be found to have contravened or who to have neglected their responsibilities, heads will definitely roll.
Former President Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty and sought to sever his case from other defendants accused along with him of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in the U.S. state of Georgia. His decision Thursday to waive arraignment means he won't have to show up at a hearing at Fulton County Superior Court. A former organizer of the far-right group Proud Boys, an extremist group, was sentenced on Thursday to 17 years in prison for spearheading the attack on the U.S. Capitol in January of 2020. It's the second longest sentence in the January 6th case.